I do want to tell you that we are about to talk about the video that surfaced today, which captured Donald Trump, the candidate for the Republican Party to be president of the United States, and Billy Bush having a conversation 11 years ago. As a comedian, I'm sure that you would assume that I'm going to be laughing about it and will giggle about it and poke fun at him. But I think there's a much more serious conversation to be had here. I know that a lot of people are angry. It seems tonight that people are frustrated on both sides and getting frustrated at each other. But there's something that I don't want people to miss that I've been noticing on my Twitter feed. And I think that this stirs up a lot of emotions for men and women. Craig, can we play the audio that we have? I know that's been edited. So for those of you who are concerned about language, we have there is very adult language. It's not suitable for work or for, you know, around kids. But we have taken care of the editing.
I moved on her, actually. You know, she was down in Palm Beach. I moved on her and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and she was married.
That's huge news there.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch. But I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony and everything. She's totally changed her look.
She's your girl's hottie. In the purple.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, the Donald is good.
Whoa.
Oh, my man. Wait, you got to look at me when
this
you get out. Like,
sets this up.
That is very
will you give me the thumbs up?
You are a
you got to put the thumbs up. You've got to get the thumbs up. Can't be too happy.
Else off first?
Yeah, let me.
It's very funny.
You
got
to give the thumbs up.
Yeah, that's it. With the gold. I got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. I just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the can do anything.
Initially, when this video and the audio was released, I know that people were salivating and, oh, this is it. This is gonna sink his campaigning, and this is gonna be the end of his run for the presidency. When I heard it, I have to tell you, as a woman who has been groped, who has had to deal with men who draw you in and give you a kiss and you put up with it, because in the moments after he gets off that bus and walks with the actress who leads him to the set, Billy Bush and Donald Trump are walking beside her and they're joking about which one would you like. And she's smiling. And one of the things I've seen on Twitter is, did you hear what he said? He said, women will let you because, and somehow that means that we're asking for it. We do it because we walk and we smile and we put up with it because it's how we defend ourselves. It's how we stay safe. I have had bosses who have caressed my shoulder, telling me that I would cost a lot for their divorce, or that how should we talk about your body? What kind of words should we use? And if you want to go to HR and complain about this, you're going to have to take a number. This is something that permeates so many different aspects of life, and whether it's in the workplace or if it's as a waitress. I was a waitress, and many women who have been in the service industry, we smile and we put up with it because that's how we keep our jobs. That's how we continue to pay for living for our families, for different situations. Now, when he says you just have to grab them by their genitalia, there are a lot of women who I'm sure are looking at this language, and it is repulsive, and it does conjure up a lot of emotions. For me, when I was leaving the Chicago Fest one year with my mom, Taste of Chicago, I was in high school wearing shorts, and if you've ever been in a big crowd leaving the fireworks, you know that it's hard to move, and it's hard to keep your, obviously there's no personal space, but as my mom and I were walking and trying to make our way to the train station, someone reached and grabbed my genitalia and stuck his fingers inside me while we were walking from Grant Park. So when we say, oh, well, he's just saying that and he's famous and women let him do that, there are men who do that. And when you hear language like that and we just say, oh, it's locker talk, and we dismiss it and we say, oh, well, you're just being hateful or you're just finding a reason not to like him. No, this is something that people talk about. This is something that men do. And when we give a permission, when you continue to allow a person like this to be who represents you, you are, in fact, aiding and abetting not just his behavior, but the kind of culture that permits this, that says it's, you know what, it's all boys will be boys. Well, you know what? Why don't we be decent human beings? More after this on 720 WGN.